Welcome to episode 2 of Ballads Resung. I'm so glad that you're joining me here today. Last week, we sang and discussed the first child ballad. The child ballads, for those of you who are new, are a collection of 305 ballads of Scotland and England that were gathered in the 1800s by folklorist Francis Child. Each week on Ballads Resung, we'll take a look at one of these ballads and get a taste for the stories and songs of the past. This week's child ballad is child ballad number 2, The Elfin Knight. If you know any of the child ballads, you probably know this one, because it has another tune and another name, Scarborough Fair. That's right! The same song that Simon and Garfunkel rearranged dates all the way back to 1670, albeit with different words and a different tune. You might be puzzled that Scarborough Fair is a ballad. After all, we define ballads as songs that usually have stories. Scarborough Fair, on the other hand, seems more like a list of tasks. Even though it does start with the pretense of seeking a lost lover, that story is soon lost for the impossible queries of the asker, finding an acre of land between the salt water and the sea sand, making a shirt without sewing, etc. But in the original ballad of the Elven Knight, these impossible tasks are given context. Let's go to the ballad now. The Elven Knight sits on yon hill, blow, 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 winds blow. He blows his horn both loud and shrill, and the wind it blows my plaid o'er. He blows it east, he blows it west. Blow, 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 winds blow. He blows it where he liketh best, and the wind it blows my plaid o'er. I wish that horn were in my kist. Blow, 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 winds blow. Yea, and the night in my arms nist, and the wind it blows my plaid o'er. No sooner had she these words said, blow, 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 winds blow, when that the night came to her bed, and the wind it blows my plaid o'er. Thou art over, young maid, quoth he, blow, 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 winds blow, married with me thou wilt would be, and the wind it blows my plaid o'er. I have a sister younger than I, blow, 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 winds blow, and she was married yesterday, and the wind it blows my plaid o'er. Married with me if thou wouldst be, blow, 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 winds blow, a courtesy thou must do for me, and the wind it blows my plaid o'er. For thou must shape a sark to me, blow, 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 winds blow, without any cut or hem, quoth he, and the wind it blows my plaid o'er. Thou must shape it knife and shearless, blow, 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 winds blow, and also sew it needle and threadless, and the wind it blows my plaid o'er. If that piece of courtesy I do to thee, blow, 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 winds blow, another thou must do to me, and the wind it blows my plaid o'er. I have an acre of good lay land, blow, 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 winds blow, which lieth low by yon sea strand, and the wind it blows my plaid o'er. For thou must steer it with thy horn, blow, 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 winds blow, so thou must sow it with thy corn, and the wind it blows my plaid o'er. And a big cart of stone and lime, blow, 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 winds blow, Robin Redbreast he must trail it hame, and the wind it blows my plaid o'er. Thou must bonnet in a mouse hole. Blow, 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 winds blow, and thrash it into thy shoe's sole. And the wind it blows my plaid o'er. Thou must winnow it in thy loof. Blow, 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 winds blow, and also suck it in thy glove. And the wind it blows my plaid o'er. And ye mun dry it without candle or coal. Blow, 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 winds blow, and grind it without kern or mill. And the wind it blows my plaid o'er. For thou must bring it over the sea. Blow, 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 winds blow, and thou must bring it dry home to me. And the wind it blows my plaid o'er. And when that ye have done your work, blow, 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 winds blow, come back to me and you'll get your sark. And the wind it blows my plaid o'er. I'll not quit my plaid for my life. Blow, 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 winds blow, it haps my seven bairns and my wife. And the wind it blows my plaid o'er. My maidenhead I'll then keep still. Blow, 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 winds blow, let the elven knight do as he will. For the wind's not blown my plaid o'er.
So, what's going on in this ballad? In the beginning, it describes an elven knight who blows his horn. A young woman hears it, and wishes that the blower of the horn were with her in bed. Immediately, the elven knight appears to her. He says that she's too young to marry him, but she retorts that she has a younger sister who is already married. So instead of trying to reason with her, he sets a list of impossible tasks for her to do before he'll marry her. Namely, making a shirt, though in the ballad the archaic word sark is used, without sewing. In some versions, she must then wash the shirt in a well without water and dry it on a thorn bush. In response to this, she tells him that she'll make his shirt for him, but only if he can find her an acre of land between the sand and the ocean. Then he has to plow it with his horn and sow it with corn. In some versions, a single grain of corn or a single kernel of pepper. Then he must reap all this corn and put it in a mouse hole and thresh it into a single shoe. He must winnow it in the loof, the palm of his hand, and use his own glove as a sack. Then, finally, he has to dry it without any fire and grind it without any stone. The elven knight turns her down, then, saying that he won't help her, and he also reveals that he already has seven children and a wife. Upon hearing this, the girl says she'll keep her virginity, her maidenhead, and lets the elf go. This song is rich in traditional fairy tale symbolism, and also rich in versions. In some versions, for instance, as in our last ballad, the elven knight is not merely a potential lover, but is, in fact, the devil, and won't let her go until she makes him a shirt. In yet other versions, he is not already married, and they do wed in the end. In still other versions, the end is left ambiguously open. One of my favorite parts of this song is that it seems that the elven knight is summoned by her words and then released by them. This holds in keeping with the fairy tale tradition that fae are bound by words and oaths. The elven knight has to come when she calls for him. It seems that he can also only leave once she releases him with her words. One verse in another version that I feel the need to mention here is the verse that requires him to reap his corn with a peacock's feather. The imagery is beautiful, and for the 1600s would have been very exotic and expensive. While the nature of impossible tasks may seem a little far off to us, what's so hard about plowing a field with a horn, for instance? The reaping with a peacock's feather is a vivid image, especially for anyone who's ever handled peacock's feather. It's very fragile. Finally, there is the refrain, blow, 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 winds blow, and the wind has blown my plaid awa', or away. A plaid is a plaid, a tartan that Scottish women would have worn all in one piece, perhaps in the form of an erised, a draped and belted piece of wool. This obviously has sexual connotations, then, in the song. As is seen in the end, when the girl rejects the elven knight, she claims that the wind has not blown her plaid awry. So this has been your Ballad Bite for the day. Tune in next week for The False Knight Upon the Road, a story of a little boy who meets the devil. And as always, don't marry anyone unless they can make you a magical seamless shirt. Though I suppose with our 3D printing technology, that might be a little less difficult nowadays. It's time to find a new riddle.